La edición 2024 del Festival Corona Capital Ciudad de México se realiza este 15, 16 y 17 de noviembre, un encuentro con más de 80 artistas de diferentes nacionalidades, de diferentes índoles sonoros, enfocados al rock, a la alternativa, pero con muchas variantes y muchas vertientes. Y para platicarnos de su visita a México y de la actuación que tendrán el próximo domingo en el marco del festival, tenemos el gusto de estar el día de hoy con Monoblock, que llegan desde Nueva York. Hello, guys.
How's it going, man?
All good, all good. It's a pleasure to have this conversation with you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Excited to be here.
It's a pleasure because one of the most important things in a festival, I think, it's to know bands, to get the chance to watch bands that maybe it could be harder to see in our country. So how was the experience for you to play in festivals? You have played in several festivals this year. How was your experience?
I mean, definitely a little bit of a learning curve, but I feel like once we got used to playing on a larger stage with bigger audiences, it's been so much fun. It's been an absolute blast.
You play in All Points East this summer with LCD Sound System, amazing festival in the UK, and Iceland Airwaves in Iceland. Very cool festival because it's about new music. Mm-hmm. So how are you feeling in these both festivals?
Both were great. All Points East was the first time we've ever played out of the country, and it was the first time we ever played on a festival stage, so it kind of was a nice introduction to this whole next phase of being a band. And then Iceland was a blast because it Reykjavik, where it takes place, they really care about music there because international acts don't usually come through. So the energy was probably the most rowdy show we've ever played as a band. Yeah, and that was only a week ago, so we're fresh off. We haven't even been home since then.
Dealing with the jet lag?
It's like so much jet lag that you are even past it, you know, because we're just, this travel schedule is so crazy that I think there's not even time to be jet lagged. So we're a bit tired, but yeah. All holding up.
We went from, you know, a bunch of red-eye flights and not eating to eating a lot of barbacoa at once. So our bodies are all discombobulated right now. But, yeah, it's been fun. We've been put to the test as a band on the road, it feels like, in a good way. And I think we proved ourselves.
You guys are from New York. It's one of the most important cities in the world, not only about music, but arts in general, in culture. How important is for you to live in a city like New York?
Well, I'm actually born and raised there. And yeah, I think your point is great because both of my parents are immigrants from two different cultures. And I think that literally blends so much into our music. The energy of the city is kind of always really dynamic because there's always new people coming in, new sounds from all over the world. So I think it's important for us just in terms of, you know, getting perspective on how we can take our music to places that, like here, that can reach anyone regardless of where they're from.
And also how important is to a new band to play in, to have a base in New York. There's a music capital of the world, a lot of infrastructure, a lot of media, but how is for a new band?
I think all bands don't need to be based in New York, but it's been very helpful and important for this band. I met all of these lovely people in New York. I couldn't have met them elsewhere. And I know they moved from Philly because they know there's so much more opportunity and exposure in New York. And we all have an amazing musical community there. So many up and coming artists, more established artists, legacy acts like, you know, that you've mentioned. And we all sort of get to co-mingle in New York and share ideas with each other and sort of, create a community that lifts everyone up so that we end up all reuniting here in Corona Capital with other New York bands that we, you know, haven't seen in a long time.
Yes, exactly. There are a lot of bands from New York, from the United States, and there's also like a big party in the backstage, and you have the opportunity, as you mentioned, to have a chat with the other bands, with other mates, and it's cool because you have the opportunity to maybe get collaboration or get along with other bands.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the great thing about New York is that it's really flattering that we have so much resonance across the world. You know, like people kind of respect what we're doing over there. And so when we see other bands from New York here, it's kind of like, hey, look, we made it. You know, it's a cool feeling.
You released your latest single, Irish Goodbye, last September. And you have amazing reviews for media like Rolling Stone or Enemy. do it yourself. How important is for you to receive this dialogue from the press?
It's definitely, I mean, it's lovely that it's being, you know, taken in well by the press. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's funny. I don't, nowadays, I guess the tastemakers in the press have really liked the early stuff. I think we've all been in bands for a while where that wasn't the case. So it's like, you know, it's interesting how different it is, but yeah, it's very much appreciative. But you know, I think it really matters. It's like, okay, if the press likes it, that's one thing, but more so it's the audience. That's the important part. You know, that's the real meat and potatoes of it all.
And about the song, what can you tell us? How did you create? Where did you record the song, Irish Goodbye?
I mean, we wrote it in Mop's bedroom in New York. Tim kind of came up with the riff and Tim came up with the riff and it came pretty quick. I think we finished it in like about a day. The guitar solo is a really proud moment for me. So that's a real high point for me personally.
Technology is a very cool tool because you can make a song in your bedroom. As you mentioned, you can do all the song, mix it, master in your bedroom. So maybe it's more democratic for music to have this opportunity to use technology.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's great that there's like, it's so accessible for anyone to make music. And it's definitely, I think that's a good thing. And we really like, found a way to, I think, use that to our advantage and just be able to like be as creative as possible and not really have like the barrier of an expensive recording studio or like having to find a, you know, like we can really like make the demos ourselves, and then like when it's time to go to that, like we can, but it's not really like holding us back.
And also it's important to know for new bands that to put a song in Spotify, Apple Music, it's only the start, right? Start of the cycle, because you compete with so many songs each day. So it's important to keep working.
Yeah. No, I mean, we only have 3 songs out right now. It's a long, long road ahead. I think it's really important to, I think one thing we're trying to focus on is rather than kind of chase down the Spotify playlist and stuff like that, rather make a record that, you know, might not go particularly viral immediately, but something where fans can really take a bite out of and stay with and develop a more kind of heavy relationship to it rather than just, you know, popping up on like a Spotify press playlist or something like that.
Some platforms, some social media are always telling bands to put a video, to do a trend, to make a TikTok. Mm-hmm. How do you handle in Monoblock this anxiety about social media, because at the end the important thing is the song, right? The music is about music.
Yes, totally. I'm kind of guilty because I do make TikToks about the band, but excluding me being a conformist. I think our goal with Monoblock is to create something that could be considered timeless. And I think trends and timelessness are kind of an oxymoron. So although it is very tempting to kind of hop on a trend and maybe, you know, try to follow something that might get us more exposure, I think we try to rely more on the sound more than anything. And hopefully that is what, you know, creates the viral moment, is how we, is our work and what we put into it, rather than trying to put it into something that it's not just for a moment's sake, you know? So, yeah.
So guys, you will play this Sunday, November 17th. You will open a Corona Zero stage to 20 p.m. It's a challenge to open a festival.
It's a challenge, but it's a challenge that I think we've already grown used to. You know, we're a new band. We actually haven't always been the opening slot on the festivals we play, but we're earlier in the day and we've been very pleasantly surprised so far. Even in the first shows, like, All Points East, we didn't have a huge demonstrated fan base yet, but people that walked by we found a lot of them stopping and our crowd grew. And I think we know that it's our job right now to earn fans over, or to, you know, to sort of earn that, their attention. And we're ready to bring it. We love performing. And if anyone is there that early, we hope they'll come check us out and we'll put on a great show for them.
You know, you will have a blast, right? Here in Corona Capital.
Absolutely. I mean, this was one of the first festivals we booked. We've been looking forward to this for a very long time. It's going to be a special one.
And it's also good to have a little sunshine after the cold in Iceland, right?
Yeah, we definitely prefer the weather here in Iceland.
So, guys, congratulations. Congratulations on your songs. Amazing. Looking forward to see you live here in Corona Capital. And what's the plan for 2025?
Tour a lot more, get out there, and record. We're going to put an EP out and hopefully record our debut album. So, yeah, it's in the up in the air right now, but definitely more output from us. We'll be around.
Looking forward to see you in Corona Capital and to listen your debut album next year. Monoblock, thank you so much for this chat with Rutas Alternas.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thank you. Muchas gracias.